Hello, this is George Waring, and I'm broadcasting from the underground in Uptown Butte. And this column I submitted to the Butte Weekly on January 28th. It's entitled, A Deliberate Choice. The Patriotic Millionaires. A funny title, isn't it? But they're a group of left-wing activists. The Patriotic Millionaires. They recently featured a Treasury Department report exposing how differences in tax deductions impact white, black, and Hispanic families. Yes, you guessed it. The largest tax breaks and benefits disproportionately go to white folks. 90% of tax breaks for capital gains, charitable deductions, and small businesses go to white folks. The remaining 10% was shared among other ethnic and racial groups. The benefits of both tax exclusions for employer-sponsored health insurance and mortgage interest deductions go predominantly to white folks. These benefits make up a significant portion of tax breaks offered by our government, and their impact on the racial wealth gap cannot be understated. Due to an increased reliance on the tax system for the distribution of government benefits, ensuring equality under the tax code is vitally important to overall economic equality. The racial wealth gap is intricately tied to and caused in large part by the systemic inequality within our nation's laws and tax codes. The racial wealth gap exists because government policies have actively contributed to its growth. Until very recently, non-whites were excluded from the Federal Housing Act, the Social Security Act, and even the GI Bill. The goal of those acts was to establish a stable middle class. These programs helped millions of white families build generational wealth. And while the explicit exclusion of black and brown Americans from these types of wealth-building opportunities may no longer be happening, the economic scars reverberate in new generations. Our United States tax code privileges established wealth over labor by taxing income earned through work at double the rate that it does for capital gains, that is, investment income, which requires pre-existing wealth. This tax bias in favor of wealth naturally leads to higher levels of inequality. When the rich pay less in tax than workers, the rich get richer, and workers can simply never catch up. When white Americans disproportionately possess wealth, they take advantage of the tax code's preferential treatment of those who already have wealth. The racial wealth gap hasn't changed much since when? Since the 1950s. That's when I was in high school. Then the ratio of white to black wealth was a massive 7-1. Today, the ratio is 6-1, thanks largely to economic policies that seem unrelated to race. Black Americans are still put at a systemic disadvantage. The sub-minimum tipped wage is a systemic hurdle for non-whites, as they make up a disproportionate 48% of our tipped workforce. The minimum wage for such workers is just, can you believe this? The minimum wage for such tipped workers is just $2.13 an hour, more than $5 an hour lower than the minimum wage for other occupations. And it has stood frozen at $2.13 an hour since 1991. Workers who rely on tips must rely on customers' altruism to make ends meet, which is an inherently unstable prospect. This adversely impacts millions of workers, making them more likely to live in poverty. So, our racial wealth gap didn't just happen. It's the direct result of deliberate racial policy choices. And it is being perpetuated by policy choices being made today. So what's the solution? A deliberate choice. Congress must reform the tax code to make wealthy, predominantly white investors pay more taxes, and it must eliminate the tipped minimum wage. Thank you for listening, and my thanks go to the fine folks at the Patriotic Millionaires. And I want to thank you folks who honked for Honk for Choice signs across in the courthouse this fall. Made me feel really great. Thank you.